Dave, why don't, Camilla asks, people in Australia feel upside down?
It's basically to do with how we define the right way.
We're assuming that Camilla is in the Northern Hemisphere, I presume.
She might just like standing on her head in Australia. So how do you define where down is? It's where if you take a rock and you drop it, when you let go of it, which direction the rock falls in.
But I guess what she's getting at is if you imagine yourself standing upright in the Northern Hemisphere and then you were to sort of go to the Southern Hemisphere, relative to you, they are upside down. So why doesn't it feel like you're the wrong way up when you've gone under the Earth? Why does it look like you're still on a flat Earth?
It's basically because we define downwards and the right way up by what direction things drop in. And we haven't evolved to live on spheres, to think of the world as a sphere. We kind of, on some level, deep level, we think of it as relatively flat because pretty much to all intents and purposes it is. Therefore, whichever way you drop things is down, and therefore whether you're on the everything drops towards the centre of the Earth, so whether you're on the top or the bottom or the side, you're always pulled to the middle, so the down is always towards the centre of the Earth.
But also, I think the point is the Earth is so huge, yeah, relative to us, that the horizon is the height of your eyes above the ground in feet. So it's 1.23 times the square root of the height of your eyes in feet above the ground tells you the distance to the horizon. So it's going to be miles and miles and miles away. So therefore, you are not really dominated in your vision by the curvature of the Earth. So it therefore looks flat to you. Isn't that right?